People who ride public transportation at midnight are a tough breed to scare. But the man in black was doing the job admirably. He was just sitting there, head down, in a seat by the door connecting the tram car to the next one. And there wasn't anything extremely horrible about him, but no one was sitting within 10 feet. Women with babies on their hips were standing up, holding on to the metal poles running throughout the car with white-knuckled grips. You could see a clear resemblance between mother and child from the matching frightened looks in their wild eyes. Men in business suits stood cheek against jowl with near-homeless alcoholics and construction workers back from the strip. All of them crowded together and looking down the car at the inexplicably nightmarish figure of the man sitting there in his own cloud of fright. What was it about him that had disturbed all of these tired commuters, causing even old Bailey, the drunk who always slept here as the tram went round and round the city, until he was rousted by security officers with hurry-up sticks, to move down the car and get away from him? It was hard to say. The man in black was dressed in a black hoodie, the hood pulled up over his head, and casting his face in shadow that no one could pierce, and a black leather jacket with not a single trace of silver buckles or zippers to be seen, and black jeans that clung to his big thighs almost like a second skin, heavy black engineer's boots, and black gloves. There wasn't a trace of skin to be seen anywhere on him. And there didn't seem to be any eyes in the shadow of that hood, but just a sort of null. As if he didn't really exist. It was like they were riding the tram with death, and everyone felt it.
"Mommy?"
a little girl said, tugging on the sleeve of her mother's expensive overcoat.
"Are we almost back to the hotel yet?"
"Almost, dear,"
the mother said, brushing a strand of the girl's golden hair back behind her ear.
"Just a bit longer."
She cast a nervous glance down to the end of the car then, her hazel eyes taking in the man in black as he sat there, motionless. And then she looked back to her husband, as that man sat next to her with her son sleeping on his lap. They were strangers in the city, and didn't realize that even though the museums and art exhibits stayed open until 9, and the restaurants didn't close until the city ordinances said they had to at 2:30, the drivers who serviced their hotel stopped making pickups at 10, and cab drivers were notoriously loath to take tourists anywhere. Therefore, they had bravely marched down the steps to the tram stop, dutifully ignoring the faint smell of urine pervading them. Bought tokens from the automatic machine that dispensed them, went through the turnstiles, and waited, well away from the yellow line on the platform, for their transportation to arrive. The mother had been reluctant, but there really was no other option.
"And what did you expect?"
the father had said as they stood on the platform, adjusting his son's sleeping weight in his arms.
"Do you think that armed men with black and white striped shirts are going to be waiting for us in the car?"
"No, of course not,"
the mother had said, and she really hadn't been expecting anything like that. But the city became a different place after dark, and much of the romance she had felt for it as they drifted down quaint streets full of quaint little shops evaporated when the sun went down. After dark, she remembered that she was from a very small town, and had grown up to live in a rather small city, and they were strangers here, and that they looked like they were very well off, and she herself was still a decent enough looking woman even after she had delivered 2 children. She had told herself to quit being silly and just follow her husband's lead, and then the tram pulled up to the platform with a screech and a hiss, the door slid open, and they got on, and there was the man in black.
"We're the next stop, aren't we?"
the mother asked, still stroking her little girl's hair. The father said, leaning forward in his seat to peer up at the route map above the opposite bench.
"No, the hotel's at the Arcadia station. Still 2 stops to go."
"Let's just get off at the next stop, all right?"
the mother said.
"It can't be that far. We'll just walk to the hotel, all right?
What, because of him?
The father said, jerking his thumb at the man in black while the other commuters shifted their eyes back and forth from him to the man speaking. That seems a bit silly, doesn't it?
Yes, it seems a bit silly, the mother replied in a hissing whisper. Let's just do it, all right? He scares me, Bill.
The father opened his mouth to reply. But, just then, a woman a few seats away from them, dressed in the uniform of a hotel maid, screamed, her hands pressed over her mouth and her eyes seeming to bulge out of her head. The man in black stood up